you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you grow, and now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When the world never seems to be living up to your dreams, and suddenly you're finding out the facts of life are all about you. You. It takes a lot to get them right when you're
project the right image for a fabulous Saturday in New York?
What image is that?
You know, young girl about town. Chic, sophisticated, incredibly attractive. Well, settled for well-groomed.
I don't know what you're all getting so excited about. We're just going to a Broadway matinee.
You mean you're going?
Tootie. I just feel terrible your parents won't let you go with us. I'm just sick about it. Sick. Let's go, gang.
Well, we better get going, girls. Train leaves at 10.
Oh, we're all set, Mrs. G.
Oh, Mrs. Garrett, please, can I go? Please, please.
Judy, we've been through all this. It's not up to me. Your parents feel you're too young to go running around the city without an adult.
Well, do you realize, if you add up all their ages, they make two adults.
Miko, is that the new math?
No, just the old bull.
What do I know? I use an abacus. Mrs. Garrett, please, come on.
Tootie, your parents are right to be concerned. Manhattan can be a dangerous place.
Yeah, traffic, gangs, dark streets.
And it's got its bad side, too.
Mrs. Garrett, if we're going to take a bite out of the Big Apple, we better get a move on.
Right, let's go. Oh, I'll be back just as soon as I put the girls on the train.
New York, New York, it's a wonderful town.
That's right, just go ahead. Leave me here with soggy cornflakes and a broken heart. How can my parents do this to me?
You know parents. To them, you'll always be their baby.
The worst part of it is, the girls are going to go see an actual Broadway play. Now, how am I supposed to become a great actress if I never get to go to the theater? You saw King Lear last week. And you were terrific in the part. But it's not the same thing.
Let's 86 those cornflakes and figure out what we want to do today.
I want to go to New York.
How about backgammon?
I am going to New York.
Tootie.
I'm going to prove to my parents and to everyone that I'm capable of taking care of myself. I've got $38 socked away. I'll take the train into the city and meet the girls at the theater.
Tootie, are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. Oh, this is so exciting. It's like Neil Armstrong landing on the moon.
One small step for man, one giant leap for me.
I can't believe it. I'll take the 11 o'clock.
I'm never going to forgive you for this, Blair.
We could be inside right now enjoying the play if it wasn't for your detour through Bloomingdale's.
I had to get one little scarf.
Which led to a blouse, which led to a sweater, which led to the entire spring line of Bill Blass. Who ever heard of a designer named Bill?
I'm getting a headache.
I got you to the ticket center on time, didn't I? How was I supposed to know that woman was going to buy the last 40 tickets?
She was a nun, Blair. You know they never go any place alone.
Thank you. Let's not argue. We're here. Order.
I can't eat in this place.
Yes, you can.
Look around you. It's filthy.
Order, Blair.
See what I mean? Here's a picture of a hamburger. And it's green. Can you imagine what the real thing's like?
Oh, my word.
What?
I don't believe it.
What?
There's a hare in my menu.
Not anymore.
Look at the clientele. There's only one man in the whole place wearing a suit.
Oh, you mean the pimp.
He's a pimp? Where's his fur coat? And his cigar? And his purple hat? Maybe it's his first day.
Suppose you're gonna tell me those are his pimpettes?
You got it.
You mean hookers?
You're basic.
They can't be.
Just watch. See him talking and smiling on the phone there? He's talking to one of his customers. Now he's gonna hang up. And he's gonna motion to one of his girls. Now she's gonna find out where she has to meet the customer. And there she goes.
Wow! That's fantastic, Joe!
Let's get out of here.
Come with them.
How could she just take off like that? Why would Tootie do such a crazy thing?
Don't worry, Mrs. Garrett. Tootie can take care of herself.
That's not the point. The point is she shouldn't have gone. And you shouldn't have let her. And I'm very angry.
I noticed.
How could you not have told me what she was doing?
I did tell you.
4 hours and 3 lies later. For future reference, Miko, amnesia is never a good excuse.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Garrett. I just didn't think it was that serious of a thing.
Well, it is, Miko. And I'm very disappointed in you both. And very, very angry. Hello? Oh, Joe, I'm so glad it's you. Is everything all right? Good. Whew. Joe, listen. Let me speak to Tootie a minute, will you? What do you mean she's not with you? Joe, Tootie left for New York on the 11 o'clock train. She was planning on meeting you in front of the theater. Why weren't you there? What does a nun have to do with it? Joe, I'm driving in right now. I'll meet you girls in front of the theater in an hour. Wait for me!
What can I get you?
What? Oh, yeah, the hamburger looks real good. Oh, and a cup of hot chocolate, please.
That'll be $3.85.
Oh, should I pay you now?
It'd be nice. You'd be surprised how many people forget to bring their money.
I can't find my wallet.
Surprise.
I don't understand it. I had it with me on the train, and then I bought some tokens for the
You'll
subway.
Have to leave, kid.
But I had $30 in it.
Are you okay?
I don't know. I can't.
I'm sorry, kid, but I can't let you take up one of the tables.
It's okay, Bernice. I got it.
Suit yourself.
That was really nice of you. I'll pay you back, honestly.
My name's Christy.
I'm Tootie. I don't understand it. I put my coat down for a second on the subway, then it was gone. Now I can't find my wallet. I gotta wait here for my friends.
They're meeting you here?
No, they're across the street in the theater. They're not exactly expecting me. I mean, I was supposed to stay back at school, but...
But you just split.
Yeah.
Then I got on the wrong subway. Then I got to the theater too late.
Well, subways can be murder.
First week I was here, no matter what train I took, I kept winding up in Brooklyn. I thought it was some kind of conspiracy.
You mean you're not from New York?
No, Akron.
You just look like you know your way around.
I guess I do now. I've been here for a while.
Where do you go to school?
I'm done with school. I work now. I'm an actress and a model.
Oh, an actress? That's what I want to be.
Hey, I gotta go.
But I still owe you for my lunch.
Forget it. It's my good deed for the day.
Well, if you're ever in Peekskill, I go to the Eastland School.
I'm going back out now, Mike.
What's that all about?
Oh, just some kid from upstate. She just wandered in here.
She's got the look.
No, Mike. She's just here for the day. She's going home.
So were you. You know what to do.
Hey, Mike, come on.
I want her.
Wouldn't you know it? My acting class was canceled. Always at the last minute.
You go to acting school?
Off and on. You mind if I sit with you for a while?
That'd be great. The play doesn't let out for a couple of hours.
We can make the time pass. Just you and me.
Are you sure your friends didn't go to some other show?
No, I'm sure it was Sophisticated Ladies.
Maybe we just missed him coming out of the theater.
Christy, there's no way you can miss those three. Oh, boy, is it cold.
Come on, let's get some hot chocolate.
You shouldn't spend any more money on me.
Well, this is New York. Hot chocolate can't be more than $8 or $9.
I can't believe this day. I take the wrong subway, my wallet is ripped off, I miss the play, I miss my friends, and then somebody steals my coat. Now, who would do a thing like that?
Hey, Bernice, two hot chocolates.
And that's bliss compared to what's waiting for me back at school, taking off without permission.
My school was so strict, they'd suspend you for smiling too loud.
Well, I'll probably be grounded for 2 weeks. Or a month. Who am I kidding? I won't see daylight till graduation.
You know, I think Bernice is sleepwalking today. I'm gonna go get the hot chocolates.
Okay.
Mike, I think this kid's a dead end. I mean, she still watches Saturday morning cartoons. But she's a sweet kid. She's not right for us.
If I didn't know better, I'd think you were giving me a hard time, Christy.
No. It's just that I don't think it'll work.
Make it work.
Here you go.
Thanks.
You know, I just had a great idea.
What?
Well, as long as you're already in trouble, why not make the most of it?
What do you mean?
Stay here with me for the weekend. I've got my own place. We could have a blast.
No, I couldn't.
Tootie, just think of it. A couple of days of freedom. If you want to be an actress, you need new experiences. You've got to get out there and live it.
We live it in Peekskill.
But not like here. Face it, Tootie, this is where everything's happening.
I know, but I got
practically everyone I know is an actor or a producer or an agent. I could take you around, introduce you.
You could?
You bet.
I've never spent an actual entire night in New York before.
Oh, it'll be great.
I gotta call Mrs. Garrett and tell her I'm okay. She'll panic if she doesn't hear from me.
You can use the phone at my apartment.
Okay.
Tootie, I'd like you to meet Mike. He's a friend of mine.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Terrific. We're right back where we started, in front of the theater.
Mrs. Garrett, we have to find Tootie.
We will find her. We'll just keep looking until we do.
My feet! My feet!
I wore these boots because they matched my skirt. I didn't expect a forced march.
Martha, if they had extra tickets, they would be trying to sell them. It won't hurt to ask.
I'm going to the drugstore to get some jujubes.
Martha, I could get into trouble. Scalping tickets is illegal.
Just do it.
I love you.
Mrs. Garrett, we gotta find Tootie pretty soon. All the creeps are starting to come out of the sewers.
I'll say. Don't look now, but that man is staring at us.
Where?
There.
No, don't look. Now you've done it, he's coming over.
Well, what does he want?
What does he want?
Just ignore him, girls. Don't talk to him.
Hi. I need two for tonight.
Look, if you don't leave us alone, I'm going to call a cop.
Oh, come on, lady. Everybody does it.
Oh, that's disgusting. These girls are not for sale. Oh.
Girls? I don't want the girls. I want their tickets.
What?
To the play. I want their tickets to the play. This is the hottest show on Broadway. I promised my wife.
Well, we don't have any tickets. And could you just leave us alone, please?
We missed Elizabeth Taylor. We missed Nicholas Nickleby. Now we can go over to 41st Street and miss Lena Horne.
Mrs. Garrett, I don't want to worry you, but I'm shook. I mean, what are we going to do now?
Maybe we should start on the side streets.
Let's not be hasty. For all we know, Tootie may be back at the school by now, relaxing in front of a steaming radiator with her feet up.
Well, it wouldn't hurt to call the school and see if she's shown up.
Hey, there's a phone in that coffee shop.
Yeah, come on, let's go.
I'm leaving now, Bernice. Thank you for everything.
Sure.
Boy, when I woke up this morning, I had no idea I'd be spending the night in New York. I can't believe Christy has her own apartment.
Hey, listen. You don't want to go anywhere with that one.
Why not? She's terrific, and so is her friend, Mike.
Don't you know what they are? Don't you see what's going on? Come on, kid, open your eyes.
They've been very nice to me.
Hey, listen. Those two nice people are going to take you to a nice apartment, give you a nice warm drink, and you're going to wake up 3 days later.
I don't understand. They were so nice.
Yeah.
Do you want to be for sale, like Christy?
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Go home.
Does my hair look all right? Fine. I have some pictures of me when it was shorter. I'll show you when we get back to the apartment, okay? Are you okay?
You're not an actress, are you?
Sure I am.
Come off of it, Christy. I know what you are. You work for Mike.
Tootie, I told you, he's just a friend of mine.
I'm not that dumb.
Okay?
Okay? What does that mean, okay? You were gonna take me to your apartment, and then what was gonna happen to me?
Keep your voice down.
I thought you were being nice to me because you liked me.
I do like you. It wasn't my idea. I owe Mike a lot. He takes care of me.
Sure he does.
Look, it's not so bad. When I came here, I had nothing. Now I have an apartment and super new clothes, and someday I'm gonna be a great actress.
Oh, Christy.
Tootie, just come home with me tonight.
Christy, I told you.
Please,
I'm not...
Just for tonight. I promise nothing will happen to you.
No, I don't want to. I can't.
Please. You gotta get me off the hook with Mike. He gets so mad.
I was just looking at you two and thinking what a lucky man I am to be escorting two beautiful young ladies.
Mike always knows the right thing to say.
You girls all set?
I have to call home.
Sure, just as soon as we get to Christie's place.
I don't think I can go with you.
Come on, Tootie. You're not gonna chicken out now. It's an adventure.
I can't.
What's the problem, honey?
There is no problem. I just changed my mind, that's all. Tootie.
No, that's okay. Lady has a right to change her mind. I'm just wondering why she changed her mind. Maybe she had some help.
Mike, I didn't say anything.
I don't want to hear it.
No, see, it's just...
Hey, that's enough!
Mike, I didn't say anything. I didn't.
Judy! Where have you been? We've been all over town.
Twice.
What happened to you?
How could you do such a stupid thing?
We were worried sick.
Can I just tell you on the way home?
I don't know whether to hug you or strangle you.
Hug now, strangle later.
Could we just go home?
Who's that?
Just the girl I was talking to.